DNBF, the 26th of January, 2026. DNBF at NRK TV, The Daily Review. In January 2026, DNBF was visited by NRK TV, The Daily Review, and a short nice presentation of our society was created. The background of the visit was changes in the regulations from the state in regards to state financial support, a financial support DNBF now receives because we became 116 members at the turn of the year. For us, this was a great opportunity for publicity, as NRK The Daily Review has around 650,000 viewers on primetime TV in the evening. We managed to briefly presented what the society represent, the development of wisdom about our own nature, and create a beautiful mind, a calm, peaceful and happy mind. Furthermore, the board chair had the opportunity to comment on the changes of the regulations from the state. An article was also produced as an NRK web article. See below the video. The Daily Review can be seen online at NRK using this link, DNBF starting at 18:03, or you can watch the DNBF part below in Norwegian language. 92 Buddhists and the Dream of a Retreat. Please, read the original article at NRK in Norwegian language, or read the part about DNBF translated to English below. In a yoga hall at St. Hanshorgen in Oslo, 5 people sit in silent meditation. Ajahn Nito leads the session and is the spiritual director of the Buddhist Society of Norway. The core of Buddhism is really about wisdom. It is something we need to understand about our own nature, and the goal is really to create a very beautiful mind. In December, they had 92 members and risked losing all financial support from the state. 99 members would have been zero in state support. 100 members would give 155,000 kroner, says board chair Alf Helge Christensen. The society launched a campaign on social media and towards its members and has easily managed to get over the magical threshold of 100 members. We had 116 members at New Year's, so we feel pretty sure, even though there may be a few doubles here, that we have achieved the goal. So we are super happy. But why should the state spend money on you? These are important issues for a lot of people. I think it is completely natural that the state facilitates a religious community like ours and other communities. The society hopes that more members will make it possible to have a place where people can meditate in silence together. A dream we have, which is starting to take some shape, is to build a retreat center in the central Oslo area.